Hey, listen, 35-second gesture made. In the high school, they cleared the halls.
School administrators, police, and fire department officials gathered at the front office at Stedman Elementary School just before sounding the alarm. Mike Bronner is the middle school principal and head of the district's crisis planning team.
Well, we hope that we never will have to ever put into use what that we're practicing here. But in case that we did have an extreme emergency, or that, let's say, we had a situation where someone entered our campus who was creating an unsafe condition, and we needed to get students, staff, visitors into a safe area immediately, we're practicing how that should look. So we're not only talking about students in the building, but students outside the building, where that they need to go.
The district's been working with parents and other community members and local officials to develop the plan and work out any problems. There are different procedures for different emergencies. In the case of a lockdown where there is a dangerous person on campus, students and staff are essentially taught to get into their classrooms, lock the door, and hide.
The gist is out of sight, out of mind. If they're out of sight, then whoever is creating the problem, hopefully it'll be out of their mind. So trying to make sure it's get into our hiding places. You don't want to draw any attention to yourself. And folks that are away, of course, we're working with the radio stations as well, as you know, so that we can have a public announcement system. So once that an unsafe condition is over or a community needs information, we can share that information right away.
Lockdowns and other increased security measures have become more common in U.S. schools over the past decade in the wake of shootings and other threats at several schools across the nation. The Petersburg District held an earlier surprise drill in the high school and middle school. High school and middle school students and staff who are outside the building during a lockdown are taught to partner up if possible, go to a safe area away from campus, and listen for information on the local radio station. In the case of the elementary school, the students are always supervised outside, where they have prearranged places to go in case of an emergency. All the schools have had several lockdown drills in the past, but these were the first ones where the students and most of the staff were not told the time or date it would happen. Elementary school principal Erica Klute-Painter expected it would be a good test.
Does everybody have their keys? Do we have the radios on the playground? You know, does everybody have their door blocks ready to go? Will the kids remember what they need to do? All of that. So.
While the exact time and day was a surprise, all the kids were told earlier in the year there would be a drill at some point. Klute-Painter said it can be a tough thing to emphasize preparedness to young kids without making them worry about the real thing.
You don't want them to be so nervous thinking that, you know, that there's some awful threat out there, on, you know, because little kids will do that. I mean, they worry about things. And so, you know, you try to just alleviate their fears and talk to the parents, too, and have the parents talk to their kids and, you know, just remind them that this is, you know, nothing. The likelihood that anything's going to happen is just very small. But we're just practicing, just like fire drills and all those things. We just practice.
And practice they did. Once the alarm sounded, it was just a matter of seconds before all the teachers and students were quietly hiding behind locked classroom doors.
Incident on the primary playground, please follow lockdown procedures.
Meanwhile, administrators and other local officials walked the halls to make sure. Police Sergeant Jim Agner said the value of a drill like this is immeasurable.
When you solve the problem beforehand, we've locked everything down to where everything is controlled now, and we don't have the chaos that you would normally have.
Only a few kids momentarily got stuck outside the classroom, but quickly figured out another hiding place. District Superintendent Rob Thomason thought it was a successful drill overall.
I think it did go well. We have some youngsters that were a little confused, but that's why we have these drills, so we know how to teach our kids better and be better prepared. I mean, anytime you have a drill, it's never like the real thing, but at least it simulates it.
And there was a few kids, so they came out, but they knew where to, they kind of figured out they go hide. Is that the basic?
Quite proud of them, yeah. Three youngsters came out of the restroom, looked around, were very confused, headed for the nearest classroom, and then hunkered down next to the wall. They did what they've been taught. That was awesome.
Okay, it's all clear, and this was a drill. Thank you.
And the drill was over just a few minutes after it began. Elementary school counselor Adrian Watkins supervised the kids who had been outside at recess when the alarm sounded.
Well, we were on the playground, and so we blew the whistle to get everyone's attention and got all of the kids over in one spot. And then we had three adults out there, so that worked out. We just got them all in a line with a partner, and we walked down the road towards the hospital and waited there until we heard it was all clear.
But it was pretty good. They cleared very well.
They did excellent. I was most impressed.
Local emergency officials complimented school staff for holding the exercise. Sandy Dixon is head of Fire and Emergency Medical Services in Petersburg.
And it really helps the fire department, both fire and EMS, as well as the police department, know that the kids are going to be safe, and then they know what to do in an emergency. And then it helps us do our job better when the emergency is over.
The fourth graders took it all in stride. They were back out on the playground having fun within a few minutes of the all clear.
It was kind of weird.
But you got together with the teacher and everything?
Yeah.
And you walked down towards the away from the school?
Yeah.
Cool, thanks. What did you think?
It was kind of scary because I've only been on the ones on inside, never on outside.
But you had a teacher with you?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good idea? Does it make you feel safer to know?
Yeah, it makes me feel a little bit safer that we know what to do now.
I thought it was a little scary, but not too. I thought it might have been real or it might have been a drill. I just didn't know. So.
Did you know where to go?
No, but I'm glad the teachers were there to lead us.
You think it's a good idea to have drills like this?
Yeah. But then, if we have too many of them, we'll think it's a, we won't think it's a real one if it actually is one.
Even the youngest students took part in the drill. Parent Mindy Anderson's kindergarten-age daughter seemed to understand the basic idea of the drill, and Anderson thought it was a necessary exercise.
Unfortunately, I think it's really important, and I've talked to my daughter about it, who's in kindergarten, and asked her what they told her was happening during those drills, and she said, that they were to hide and be very quiet in case somebody mean and scary wanted to harm them in the school.
At some point in the future, district officials plan to have a drill involving the entire district all at once. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.